Right now, though, I have a guest in our studios from Rice County's MOST program. That's M-O-S-T. We have Jessica Bakken joining us. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, today is International Overdose Awareness Day, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, and this was not planned.
Yeah, it was kind of coincidental, but maybe it's just, fate bringing you together, or you on the KYMN morning show this morning. Yeah, tell us what the MOST program, that's an acronym, so tell us what that means.
Yes, it's actually the Rice County Mobile Opioid Support Team, and I'm the coordinator for it. It was developed by the community, the stakeholders of Rice County, to help prevent or help reduce overdoses and deaths in the community. Overdoses and deaths in Rice County has been going on for many, many years. And so this developed, this has been running for 3 years, coming up on 3 years now. So some of the different stakeholders who started this was like social services, the medical systems like Alina Health, Northfield Hospital and Clinics, and Health Finders, Three Rivers Community Action Center in Northfield, Sterling Drug. So many different people sit on our team that developed this.
And it is a ongoing problem that just is not going away. Let's focus on you for just a moment here. You are actually an employee. Are you the only employee of MOST? Or?
Actually, I was the only. I'm the only paid employee of MOST at one point when I first started. I work through Alina Health, but I am funded through grants at this time. We have an amazing grant writer that gets those grants. So we actually have grown to like 7 people now. We have a sister program as well who coordinates that is Toby Anderson, and it's the Family Recovery Support Program. So he works with people, parents, but more than just opioids. And then we brought Lee Zuniga, who is an alcohol and drug counselor who has many years of experience. And he is Spanish speaking, and he is also from the Latinx community. So he's bicultural, bilingual, and he is located at Health Finders. So he works with this program as well. And then we have a Sudanese woman who helps us out with the Sudanese population. And we have Ashley Anderson, who was our peer recovery support specialist, and she's been with us for 1 year. She's a person who's in long-term recovery and who has been is our like amazing assistant too, and she just really builds connections. And then we just hired on two peer recovery navigators at Community Action Center that are starting here shortly as well. So this is just a growing program.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Mm-hmm. You're definitely getting larger, and which is probably good as far as handling the situation. But it's unfortunate that the situation is not going away.
Absolutely.
It's more than 15 years ago, probably close to 20 years ago now, that this epidemic of overdoses began. And I recall talking with our police chief at the time. And him saying that this is not going away.
Absolutely
this
not.
Has become a problem that back in the 90s and early 2000s, people would not have seen coming. Let's talk about the role that you play. If mm-hmm. somebody is at risk of an overdose, what brings the MOST program? What springs you into action?
Okay, so I work with people anywhere on the spectrum of an opiate use disorder. So it can be somebody who's actively using opioids and does not want to quit. So we want to use harm reduction, as we call it. So we want to provide them with some Narcan, naloxone, and some fentanyl testing strips. So to test their drug to make sure it's safe and if there's fentanyl in it, which mostly almost all drugs right now that are opiate specific have fentanyl in it and a lot of other ones. So if we want them to test their drugs and if there's fentanyl in it or if they know they're using fentanyl, to not use alone because we can't stop people from using. So we want them to use safely. And then so I can provide that to all the on the way on the other end of the spectrum is somebody who has some long-term recovery and is really just struggling and needs some help and support to help prevent maybe a future relapse or so forth. So somebody could be in sobriety for 20 years. So I can help them with that. And so lots of different things I can assist them with. Would you like for me to share some things that I mean?
Yeah. Okay. If you could give us.
So I'm a social worker and an alcohol and drug counselor. So I have different skills and just love to figure things out. So if someone comes to me, I see usually there's a crisis or something that's happening is what needs to be addressed first, you know. Maybe it's to get on medication-assisted therapies, which is a common common one, which is, as we know, a lot of us know as Suboxone, or and then also methadone. But mostly people want to get on Suboxone, but I can help with methadone as well. So that helps with the cravings and to with the withdrawal and different things like that. And we like to provide that to people in jail as well, because it helps reduce the overdose when they leave jail.
Once again, Jessica Bakken is with us with Rice County's most MOST program, which is Mobile Opiate Support Team. What kind of numbers are we looking at here, Jessica? Do you have, you know, we see the numbers nationally. There's you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Well, but what about here in Rice County?
In Rice County, over the last 12 months, law enforcement has responded to 21 non-fatal overdoses and 6 fatal overdoses. Many were, many of them had fentanyl and other opioids related to them, but this is just the ones that law enforcement has responded to. This is not including all the ones that are people are doing, you know, responding to them themselves with their peers, with their Narcan. Many people, like I meet, many people that have never saw EMS or medical system for their overdose. So they're, you know, some people have, like, I meet with people and they've had like 10 overdoses and have never went anywhere. So we're not counting all these that have not called either.
Yeah, that is just scary, terrifying. Mm-hmm. 10 overdoses. Mm-hmm. Wow. And they're just getting to the point now where they're seeking some help for that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Boy, that's kind of hard to fathom, I think, for a lot of people in the population. I grew up in an age where, you know, some of the big rock stars of my youth, you know, your Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin of that era had died.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of, everybody else was kind of terrifying of the drugs, of opiates, and at that time, heroin. Boy, it's changed a lot. The attitudes have changed a lot over the course of the past, 20 years or so.
And the ones that are dying now are also very, very young.
Yes.
And so, you know, 18, 19 years old, 22, very common for that to happen. And people are not able to experiment with substance use anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll think they're getting a Percocet off the street from a pharmacist, but it's really not. It's got fentanyl in it. And so they want to use it and then they overdose and not prepared and they die.
And is that because fentanyl is just an easy drug to produce?
Mm-hmm. And then also fentanyl is, of course, more addicting than heroin or other opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And so the drug dealer wants people to get addicted so they come back for more. And that's what happens. And the tolerance, your tolerance is different at different levels. And then you don't know how much is in there. It's carfentanyl, which is way more potent, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they get to the point where you you appear on the scene, how long do you just get the ball rolling on this as far as recovery, or is it just the overdoses that you're concerned
about? No, absolutely anyone. So a lot of times sometimes I get people that have recently overdosed or have overdosed multiple times and said, okay, I've had enough. So I get the ball rolling. Like I said, there's a crisis that happens, and then so mm-hmm. I address the crisis and look at other things. So really trying to find out what their goals are. Is it that I want to safely use? Is it that I want to go to treatment? Okay, I'm like fast on that treatment. So I'll do a quick substance abuse history assessment and get them into treatment quickly, get them hooked up with detox, get them with a medication-assisted therapist provider. We have 7 of those now. When I first started, we had one half a day in Lonsdale, but now we have 7 providers in the community. So get them hooked up with whatever it is they need. And so really breaking down those silos, instead of sending them to all these different people, I really connect the people and reach out to them. So if they need to meet up with a provider, I have easy access to that provider via text, like quick. So so whatever it is that they see that their need is that's what I help them with. And then also, of course, you'll find other things underneath that are needing to be addressed too. You know, a lot of times they're unhoused. They're not living. They don't have a home. They're going couch to couch, and they need a safe place. And so
the government is here and can help out. You know, a number of years ago, the legislature passed, I think it's Steve's Law that says, you know, law enforcement, if you have an overdose, call and we'll send without arresting anyone.
Yes.
Has that, do you know, you've been in this a few years now, but Is that helping? Is that, yes, are people?
Yes, people are calling, but people are still afraid as well. Mm-hmm. But yes, people are calling.
All right. Yep. What else do we need to know about Rice County Most?
So it's a pretty easy, you don't need any certain referrals to get in touch with me. You could be a family member who's calling to reach out for help too, or maybe you just need some Narcan. I deliver, I'm mobile, so I go wherever it is that you are. So call me at 507-299-0204. That's 507-299-0204. So if you have any questions or need any assistance that can come, you can just reach out to me. And it's not like a huge intake. It's quick access.
Easy enough.
Low barriers. Yes.
All right. Jessica Bachum, once again, is with us. Is there a website that they can find more information about?
Yes. Healthy Community Initiatives in Rice County has an amazing website with different resources, and you can find me on there. That's where a lot of people actually find me or forget my phone number, and then look right on the Healthy Community Initiatives website.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for taking some time and being with us today. We wish you, I want to say, success in the program, and hopefully maybe someday the program won't even be needed.
Yes. Can I share one more?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a couple of mothers that started a grief support group, or it's starting, coming up here in September. It is the last Tuesday of the month from 7 to 8:30 at Bethel Lutheran Church in Northfield here. And Jill or Betty, their number is, that's who you could contact to find out more information. 507-321-0938, 507-321-0938. And if you need some more information on this, I also can gather that as well and connect you.
All right. Thank you very much, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You
too. Jessica Bachum, once again, with Rice County MOST, that's Mobile Opiate Support Team.